basketball player, so just getting a chance to hear my name called was very, very exciting for me. I'm just happy to be here.
Did you get nervous waiting?
Like I said, I think everybody wants their name called, and then so you're sitting there pick after pick, you know, you're waiting. But, you know, it's well worth the wait, and like I said, I'm just excited and ready to get to work.
What's your thoughts about the Jazz? They don't have a lack of point guards right now. What's your thought of fitting in with this organization?
I'm just going to come in and work as hard as I can. You know, I think everything else is out of my hands. The only thing I can control is how hard I work and leave everything else up to, you know, the organization.
You worked out here, right?
Yeah.
Did you come away with an impression that they might have been interested in you?
Yeah, I thought I had a really good workout here. Thought I played well. Interview was pretty long afterwards. So I felt like, you know, it was definitely a spot that, you know, I could have landed in, and I did.
What was that interview like? What kind of questions did they ask?
A lot of general information. Just family background, interests, you know, what do you like to do off the court? A wide range of, you know, a lot of different questions. So.
It's no secret Quinn Snyder likes defense, and that's one of your strengths. Do you think you can maybe make an impact here using your defensive skills?
Yeah, I think with my length and size, I'm able to guard a couple different positions. You know, I think that's the area where I can thrive in.
What do you think you need to improve on most?
Shooting the ball, just consistency with my shot. I think once I improve that, I think the sky's the limit.
You're familiar some, I guess, with Salt Lake. You haven't played the Utes. I guess, have you been here before that at all?
No. Playing in Pac-12 is the first time I've been here. I think it might have been my sophomore year because I don't think Utah was in the Pac-12 at that time. So my sophomore year, I think we came here. It's my first time being here. Other than that, I haven't been here before.
Would you be okay with starting off in the D-League, or what do you think your chances are of making the roster?
Right now, I have no idea. Like I said, just keep my head down, work hard, keep pushing, then whatever happens, happens.
Have you played with anybody on the team right now?
Have I played with anybody?
Have you played since you've been in Salt Lake?
No, I haven't. Yeah.
How's your hand? Is that fully healed?
Yeah, fully healed. It's fine. It feels great. No problems whatsoever.
How much advantage do you think 4 years in college for you compared to a lot of guys that are one and out now, the advantage you'll have in a camp?
I think just have a lot more game experience. I feel like I've been through the wars and the battles, as they say, especially playing 4 years in college. So think more mature player, understand the game.
Touched on earlier about the last name called. What was the feeling? There's an advantage to be able to sign with anybody you want, but when you actually did get your name called, what was that like?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's an exciting time. I was at home with a family, a couple of close friends, and so we're just sitting there anxiously waiting. And to hear your name called is definitely once in a lifetime feeling. My family's all really excited, jumping up and down, and so I had a good time.
Your shot, obviously.